Jordan Ames at British Holiday Market with new unrealistic paintball complex. This is 4th of September 2006 with Reverend Zim for Unnews. Amon Jordan, citing the explosive success of the three-year-old Shock and Awe paintballing center in nearby Iraq, the Jordanian Tourism Ministry has announced a major initiative to attract sporty British and American tourists to Jordan. Quote, "We heard that American and British servicemen on holiday in Iraq were contributing literally dozens of dollars to the Iraqi economy, and we wanted a slice of the action," unquote, said a spokesman for the Jordanian government. Quote, "The planned paintball center will make use of the latest technology to replicate exactly the experience of street fighting and open warfare in the streets of our beautiful capital, Amman," unquote. The action will take place in Amman's much-admired Roman amphitheater, and ringside seats for major bouts are expected to sell for at least $500 U.S. Reports that a number of tourists had been injured in the pilot scheme were played down. Quote, "We are experiencing minor engineering issues and have made every effort to commiserate with the relatives of the first lucky few gamers," unquote. This is only the latest in the number of extreme sports centers opened recently in the Middle East, including Iran's Mutatodrome, where you too can be a superhero, and the Interfaith Drag Course, Bring Your Own Tanks, Jeeps, Refugee Trucks, in the south of Lebanon. President Bush of the USA expressed his hopes that sport might usher in a, quote, "new era of peace and stuff," unquote, in the historically troubled region. Meanwhile, Amman's latest tourist attraction is set to expand rapidly. This has been Reverend Zimulator for Unnews. Thank you for suffering.